You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, April 27th, 2023. Stand up for your country. I'm smiling because I still can't believe what happened today. Joe Biden had an event with kids at the White House. I'm going to show you what happened, but I am simply stunned about it. But you got to wait because the talking points memo is future shock in the American media. So we all know, if we pay attention and read the polls, that distrust of the media in the United States is on the rise. And the Tucker Carlson situation will, of course, exacerbate that among conservatives. But liberals don't trust the media either. Okay? So there was a study by Gallup and Knight that asked almost 5,600 Americans what they thought about the media. Question was, what is your overall opinion of the news media in the USA? Very somewhat unfavorable, 53. Very somewhat favorable, 26. So 2-1, Americans don't trust the media. To what extent do you see political bias in news coverage? A great deal, 55. A fair amount, 34. Not too much, 9. The not too much people are those who cannot see and hear. Now, there's another poll, Gallup, all right, 812 adults. In general, how much trust and confidence do you have in the mass media, such as newspapers, TV, and radio, when it comes to reporting the news fully, accurately, and fairly? A great deal, 7%. A great deal of trust. Fair amount, 27%. That's 34%, okay? 66% of Americans say, we don't trust the media. So you can see, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, this is why you're watching me here on the No Spin News, on social media, on the first, listen to me on the radio across the country. I don't work for a corporation. I have my own news agency. And you're watching it because you don't believe these people. And you're smart. They're not looking out for you and they're not telling you the truth. So the impact of the decline of the media, particularly TV news, is going to be dramatic on the 2024 presidential election. So Trump's not going to be able to get nearly as much exposure because Fox News doesn't want him to be president, the management. And then the Democrats, CNN's almost out of business. They're almost off the air. That's how bad that is. MSNBC, that's just nobody except left-wing zealots watches that. And the other three, ABC, CBS, NBC, Nightly News, there's nobody under 70 watching that. Okay? I mean, it's just gone. So the cumulative effect is that social media then rises and takes the place of the corporate media. And that's what's happening. You're going to see Tucker Carlson go on to social media. All right? So then it'll be me, there'll be him, and then, you know, Joe Rogan, Charlie Kirk, on and on and on and on. And this is where Americans will, in 5 years, this is going to be it. Okay. Now, in addition to distrust among Americans toward the media companies themselves know they are on the downside and not coming back. Therefore, they will begin to cut personnel and salaries. Okay. So you're not going to see the quality, if you want to use that word. I don't want to be cynical about this. Look, at Fox News, there are some really good reporters there. All right. And when I worked at ABC News and CBS News, we had excellent reporters. And they still are there. It's not that they've gotten any worse. They're good. But the overall management telling people what to do, money taking precedence over everything, that's what led to the Dominion lawsuit. That is not going to change. So things are going to get worse there. And then the politicians are going to have to try to figure this out. How are they going to get their message to the voters? How? Can't go through the newspapers. Nobody reads the newspapers. Nobody. So that's out. Talk radio is just conservative, unless you listen to NPR. I don't know anybody who does that. So Republicans have an outlet there, but to get the independents and the people who don't really know much to get your message to them, you're going to have to go through social media. And that's coming hard. And that is the Talking Points memo. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, now this is, get ready. If you haven't seen this, this is stunning. So the president did nothing today at all. He doesn't do anything every day. He doesn't deal with the people's business. At 12:15, he had a take your child to work day event. I don't know whether that means Hunter Biden went to work. Maybe take your child away to Hunter there. I don't know. I didn't see him. But there are a bunch of kids there. All right, roll the tape.
What was the last country you've traveled to?
The last country I've traveled, I'm thinking what's the last one I was in. I've been to 89, I met with 89 heads of state so far. So I'm trying to think, where was the last place I was? It's hard to keep track. You're right, Ireland. That's where it was. How'd you know that?
He didn't remember that just a few days ago, he traveled to Ireland for almost a week. If I were a Republican politician, that's all I would bet. I just use that 30-second clip. That's it. And you come back and you go, this is who you want to go up against Xi and Putin to run the economy. Is that it? He's impaired. There's no doubt. There's no two sides to the story. He's delusional. He's impaired. He can't run the country. It's like taking the car keys away from an elderly parent. I had to do that with my mother. Okay. So it's just stunning. And then you remember yesterday. So South Korean President Yoon came to the White House and met with Mr. Biden in the morning. They had a debrief about that meeting. And as we reported yesterday and showed you, and we'll show you again, all right, Biden had to use a prompt to tell reporters what he said to Yoon and vice versa. He had to read it. He just couldn't come out and explain, well, this is what the president and I discussed. He had to look down, and it was written for him on a machine, and he had to read it. And today he doesn't remember he was in Ireland. In addition, Biden had an earpiece in that debrief where people were telling him stuff. I've never seen that before. I've been doing this 47 years. I have never seen a president have an earpiece in a debrief. Then he goes to the formal press conference, which was very short. And he has another prompt from the Los Angeles Times, a woman named Courtney Sobremenia, who is the Times White House reporter. He has in his hand what Courtney's question is going to be and her picture, so he can call on her and already have a rehearsed answer. Now, that is against every journalism rule in the world. So we call the Los Angeles Times and politely said, you got a comment on this? And the woman, Hillary Manning, Vice President of Communications, LA Times, said, our reporter did not submit any questions in advance. Well, then how did Biden have the question on a sheet? How? It's impossible. What, is he Miss Cleo? Is he a psychic now? He's got the woman's picture and her question on a sheet. Calls on her. She asks the exact same question that's on the sheet. LA Times. Now, if you know anything about that newspaper, you know it's in the tank. It's a horrible piece of garbage. And it used to be one of the best newspapers in the world. This is just stunning. And then the spokesperson, as I said, said, no, we didn't get it. Well, then how did he get it? Was it magic? The corruption, that is so corrupt, I can't even tell you how corrupt that is. To give the president of the United States a question in advance so he can call on you and have a rehearsed answer in a press conference, national, worldwide press conference. Unbelievable. In addition, at the same press conference, and we'd used this yesterday, but it's worth it. I'm going to advance the story. Here's what Biden said about his popularity. Go.
You're making it sound like Biden's really underwater. Number one. Number two, when the same polling data asks whether they think what kind of job I've done, it gets overwhelmingly positive results, from 58% thinking everything from the CHIPS Act and all the things we've done.
Though Biden tells the world Americans approve of his job performance by 58%. This is not even close. A CBS poll out this week has Biden at 59% disapproval, 39% approval. So Biden just lies. I don't think he knows he's even lying. Now, I know you're going to write me letters. You're giving him a pass. I'm not. I'm analyzing in an honest way. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know. So I go on News Nation last night to discuss Joe Biden's mental state. Roll the tape. Biden says the border is secure, and you say he's not delusional. Biden says 58% of Americans think he's doing a good job, and you say he's not
delusional.
It's
probably like some in the Biden Democratic says, Party number or something like that. I'm sure they'll find some way to make
no
it okay.
Number.
There's a poll for everything.
There's no backup. There's no backup, okay? Biden says inflation's transitory, okay?
It is.
I mean,
it's been going down for like the last six, seven
how
months.
How could you possibly arrive? No, gas prices are going up now.
That's not the sole index of inflation. You know that. Don't be simple.
No, but it's a huge factor.
Gas prices matter. They are not the same thing as saying inflation.
All right.
You said inflation. Inflation has been going down.
In my humble opinion,
gas prices are a problem.
I've been doing this 45 years. In my humble opinion, Joe Biden is delusional. All right. And if you want to give him, cut him some slack and saying he's just wrong, fine, you can live in that land. But that's what I'm worried about here, because delusion is going to hit Xi. It's going to hit Putin. It's going to hit a recession that many people believe is going to happen in a few months. Delusion is going to hit that. And that worries me.
There are other economists who say the idea that we're going to have a recession of any merit is delusional.
I don't know who those economists are. I looked, if you go Paul Krugman on New York Times, you know, that nut. But anyway, just this morning, on the recession front, U.S. economy grew at only 1.1% in the first quarter, much slower than expected. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysts, BEA, all right, said that this country's economic growth slowed dramatically in the first 3 months of 2023. So I know what I'm talking about here. And you see the layoffs starting to happen in the social media companies, entertainment, Disney, across the board. Now, I don't want a recession to happen. I'd rather it didn't happen and Cuomo be right. Cuomo, by the way, is going to be on this broadcast on Monday. Because I don't want you and me and everybody else to get hurt by a recession. I don't want that to happen. But the indicators are overwhelmingly that it will. And if it doesn't, good. But Biden is delusional on almost every single issue. And again, the Ireland thing, have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, I'm not talking about your grandma or something like that. I'm talking about a most powerful man in the world. Does he remember where he was 2 weeks ago? Okay, let's go to Trump. So a new Emerson poll, and Emerson's not a reliable polling agency, although this sample is okay. The question was, among these candidates, who would you most likely vote for in the upcoming Republican primary? Donald Trump, 62, Ron DeSantis, 16, Mike Pence, 7, Haley, 3. So it's overwhelmingly Trump. Now, the reason is because of the Bragg indictment and all this other stuff that they're dropping on his head that fair-minded Americans know is political. So he's got, Trump is engendering sympathy, and that's why his numbers are up. Now, this is only among Republicans. So that presents a problem to Governor DeSantis, the main competition in Donald Trump. And I don't expect that to change, by the way. It's going to be Trump-DeSantis. So DeSantis overseas, and he visits Japan, South Korea, Israel, and UK. State of Florida pays for the trip, interestingly enough. So if you live down there and tax money is going for Ron to go around the world and tell everybody that he should be president. Anyway, he's in a tough spot, DeSantis. He's going to have a committee put together, but this is all BS, an exploratory committee next month. He's raising money. But he's really in a tough spot because Trump is so overwhelming and DeSantis is a much lower keyed individual. But DeSantis believes something's going to happen that will throw Trump off. And that's why he's doing what he's doing.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
On that note, Disney is now suing Governor DeSantis, alleging harm to its business in Florida. As you know, there's a brawl. It started because Disney foolishly injected itself in the Don't Say Gay legislation and basically told America, yeah, it's okay for teachers to come in and indoctrinate your children into a world when they're 7 and 8, they have no understanding of. Okay? Gender and all of this stuff. You know what it is. I don't have to go over it again. And DeSantis said, well, no, you're not going to get that. You're not going to do that. We are giving you tax breaks all over the place and have for decades in Orlando. You actually run the county where Disney World is. So that's going to stop because you are hurting the state by your political stance, injecting yourself into politics. That's what DeSantis did. I would have done the same thing, just so you know. So now Disney filed suit yesterday in the Northern District of Florida, U.S. court, not state court. It's a federal beef. All right. And they are saying, look, the power of the state is being used to hurt our business. That's illegal, and we want a redress. I don't think Disney will prevail here. I could be wrong, but this looks like a convoluted lawsuit. I don't see it. You know, if Disney is going to go into the public arena on policy, certainly the politicians have a right to confront that. And if the state of Florida doesn't want to give Disney tax breaks any longer, he has a right not to give them tax breaks. So that's the way I see it, but I could be wrong. Okay, so there's a bill, and I don't want to get too pinheady here, but this is interesting. There's a bill called the Protecting Kids on Social Media Act. Okay? It's a bipartisan bill. And it would, by law, say that no child under the age of 13 could use Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And that if you were 13 to 17, parents would have to supervise. You'd have to get consent to go on those social media operations. Okay. So this is impossible to monitor. This is a symbolic act. I don't think it's going to pass. I don't think that the Democrats in the Senate will pass it. There's no vote on it set, but I thought you should know about it. But it's impossible. I mean, I'm a parent. I put limits on all the computers and the laptops were in public areas of my house, but they had the phones. And I couldn't monitor it all the time, but I did a pretty good job of it. But I was vigilant. I really was vigilant. Many parents aren't. And all you got to do is, in these sites, is, are you 18? Are you 13? And they go, yeah. How are they going to know? They don't know, and they don't care. So this is symbolic. There were people in the Veterans Administration that wanted to study the use of marijuana to help military people with post-traumatic stress disorder. They just wanted to study if marijuana, medical marijuana, could help the PTSD vets. All right? They wanted money from the federal government to do the study. Republicans killed it in the Senate. I would have voted yes on that. I would not have killed it. It's not a lot of money. And there's a lot of vets suffering. And if pot could help them, medical marijuana, I support it. Eight Republicans in the Senate voted for it, but that's it. And every Democrat did. But they didn't have the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. I don't know why they did that. You know, if that pot can help the vets, you know, it's got to be in a medical way. Then they should do it. Ben and Jerry. Remember Jerry? Ben and Jerry? Okay. Far left kooks. Really way out there. Anti-Israel. And even though they're Jewish. So Ben Cohen, Vermonter, 72 years old. He sold out. They sold out their Ben and Jerry's ice cream to a corporation. Now he's starting up a marijuana business. Ben's Best Blends. B-L-N-Z. Okay, nonprofit cannabis line with a stated mission of helping to right the wrongs of the war on drugs. That means Ben Cohen wants legalized drugs. That's what he wants. So he's starting it up in Vermont, and you can buy pot from Ben. No ice cream, but pot. And he's going to give the money to a variety of far left, the prophets, crew. Black cannabis entrepreneurs, not white like him, black cannabis entrepreneurs, Vermont Racial Justice Alliance, Last Prisoner Project. These are uber left-wing organizations. But no Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So no, Ben Cohen's not going to give them a penny. Nobody that is working to protect drivers from intoxicated people on the road. No. They don't want to do that, Ben, do we? No. Mm-mm. That's fascist, right? So everybody get as high as they can from your garbage and then go out and drive around Vermont. Okay? Right, Ben? Awful. Alameda County, that's Oakland. 5-year-old girl. Ileana Crisitomo, 5 years old, driving in a car. Gangbangers come by, fire bullets in the car, she's dead. Okay? They caught the guys. and they're all in gangs. And the DA will not file as many charges as she could to put these guys away for the rest of their lives. She doesn't want them to be away for the rest of their lives. The guys who killed the five-year-old, she doesn't want them to be life. Okay? So this woman, Pamela Price, put her picture up there on the radio. She is an African-American, okay? And she is as left-wing as they come. She's elected in 2022 after pledging to disrupt prosecutorial conventionality. Well, she certainly is. So it's okay with her that the killers of a five-year-old don't spend as much time in prison as they should. I wonder if there's Soros money in this woman's... let's do that for Monday. I'm just signaling my producer here. See if Soros gave this woman any money. I bet you he did. Smart life. All right, so we talked about ridicule. When people ridicule you, and it happens to all of us on this planet, the most ridiculed individual that I have ever seen was Jesus of Nazareth. Couldn't have been ridiculed more than him. What they did to him and how they did it, it was stunning. And it's a reason that he's a centerpiece of the New Testament, despite, and I'm not even talking about God now, I'm just talking about him, the man. So when you are ridiculed or you ridicule someone else, you are doing a hateful act. And there are people on radio and television, their whole game is ridicule. That's all they do. And they make big money doing it. So ridicule is not criticism. Ridicule is trying to diminish you as a human being, trying to hurt you. Not just your feelings, but your whole being. That's ridicule. Horrible. There's a woman with an MBA from Harvard, okay, who is now specializing in etiquette. I guess I should go and see this woman. Her name is Sarah Jane Ho. So she's come out with something that I think is very smart. She says, when you are insulted, not ridiculed, I'll tell you ridicule what you should do in a moment. When you are insulted by a friend or somebody makes a joke at your expense, it embarrasses you or whatever, there are three words that you should say, and only three. Ready for those words? Somebody makes fun of you, you turn red, everybody laughs, you take a deep breath and you go, are you okay? That's it. Okay? I think that's pretty smart. You don't prolong the conversation. You look them in the eye, too. But you get a message across like, I don't really like that. Now, with ridicule, it's different. There are two ways to handle it. My way, which is the wrong way. All right? The O'Reilly way. Don't do that. Because I have a tendency to like, bang! Not hit. Can't do that. Can't do any physical stuff, but right between your eyes. That's my way. That just reinforces the ridiculer and gives them power. It empowers the person ridiculing. My way. Don't do my way. The other more disciplined way is to look the person in the eye, if you, so one-on-one, okay, and just walk away. Don't say a word. And never deal with that person again. Smart life. This day in history, April 27th, 1989, Tiananmen Square, Beijing, China, an estimated 150,000 people in the streets demanding democracy. Okay? They didn't get it. And this was spurred on by students from 40 universities. You remember, there's a famous picture of a student standing in front of a tank. And this caught the communist authorities by surprise. But 150,000, Tiananmen Square. Now, it didn't work. In fact, it made things worse as the Chinese communists cracked down. How did they crack down? In China, every town, no matter how small it is, has a Gestapo. We gave you the Gestapo lesson yesterday. And by the way, if you want to know more about the Gestapo and how the Nazis controlled the Germans, Killing the SS. My book, Killing the SS, is the best book you can get on that. So the Chinese communists took the Gestapo model, and they use it to this day. So there are plainclothes informers, Chinese government informers, in every town. You get out of line, you say something anti-government, you make fun of Xi, you ridicule Xi, or you just poke a little fun at him. Okay? Middle of the night, no knock on the door, by the way. Door gets kicked in or whatever. You go out, they put you someplace. Family doesn't know, nobody knows. Believe me, that gets around fast. That word of that gets around fast. That's out of communist control. That's why you haven't seen any Tiananmen squares since April 27th, 1989, 34 years ago. All right, back with mail and a final thought, and we appreciate you watching tonight. And it will be very quick. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Janine Pantene, Laramie, Wyoming. Hey, Bill, Fox Nation's loss is your gain. Fox Nation is the internet arm of Fox News. I canceled my subscription with them and signed up with you. I've watched your program for the last 3 days, and now I realized how much I missed you. Now, Janine, you should have realized that 6 years ago. But I am so happy that you are back. And thousands of people are back. It's funny how the world works, isn't it? Michael Harrig, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bill, there are not many left. Tucker, Beck, you, I turn to for honest debate and news. Since Tucker is now gone, I dropped the Fox subscription. Subscribe to your platform in the Blaze. Well, that's a marketplace. You know, the only thing that we don't have is the megaphone that reaches so many people. I mean, we market, but that's a big megaphone that the cable news operations and network news had. But we're happy you're here, Michael. Aaron Helvig, Phoenix, Arizona, new subscriber, love the content. Which Republican can beat Biden and which Democrat can beat Trump? If I knew that, Aaron, I'd go to London and I'd place big money on the election, because you can only bet there. You can't bet on the election legally here. I don't know, because things are going to change dramatically between now and the first of 2024. I mean, the next, 9 months? A lot of changes coming. So you can't predict it. Scott Beck, Vandalia, Illinois. Trump clearly participated in debates that were hosted by people in the past who clearly did not like him. So his excuse that he won't debate in the primaries doesn't wash. He's way ahead in the polls, Scott. You know, as I mentioned, when you got that big a lead, you don't need to debate. Now, again, things are going to change. But I remember back in the 2016 election, and I mentioned this yesterday when we reported that Trump said he's not going to debate, that after the Megyn Kelly confrontation, Trump would not show up for the Iowa debate sponsored by Fox News. And I had him on a factor, and I was giving it to him. I thought I could convince him to go to the debate. No, didn't show. Just keep that in mind. Floyd, concierge member, and we hope you all check that out. Floyd has direct access to me. Hey, Bill, you have stated it is your opinion that James Buchanan was the worst president in our history, with Biden coming in second. The divisional gap between who is worse and who comes in second is closing rapidly. While Buchanan did nothing to stave off the growing conflict between the states, Biden actively nullified most of Trump's policies and is causing problems we are facing today. But the problems we are facing today are intense, nothing like the Civil War, which was the worst thing that ever happened to this country, by far. And if you study the Civil War, Killing Lincoln is the book, first killing book. If you see the carnage that happened there, and Buchanan allowed it, did nothing to stave it off, Biden will never come close, no matter what Biden does, unless he provokes a nuclear war or something. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Joe Poland, Andover, Connecticut. I find it ironic that Homeland Chief Mayorkas will be giving the 2023 commencement speech at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy here in Connecticut. One of the missions of the Guard is to protect and enforce our laws concerning our coastline border. It is ironic. It is. I don't know if the cadets there at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy are going to be all that thrilled with Mayorkas. I'm going to monitor that. Thanks for the tip. Keith, Bill Howe is having separate graduation ceremonies at universities for different races, not going back to segregation, because it's voluntary. That's, you know, it's racist, I think, but it's voluntary. So they're not forcing people to do it. Segregation was forced. Lisa, California, I'm withholding her last name. Bill, the junior college I am attending is holding an additional graduation ceremony for African-American students. They can also attend the regular ceremony if they want, but I believe the alternative ceremony is racist. It is symbolically, because it encourages a division of the races based on skin color. So it's very astute of you, Lisa. And good luck. I hope you're going to go to a four-year college, but I wish you the best. Happy graduation. David Costner, Shelby, North Carolina, just received your coffee mugs, O'Reilly. I must say the quality is impeccable. I'm using it for all my beverages, not just coffee, and happy to be supporting American-made products. You know, most of our products are American-made. The products that we have for Team Noble, we had to get made overseas, but they were distributed by an American company. I just got the American company's bill, and but we're selling a lot of that Team Normal stuff. But we couldn't get the shirts and hats made in time for the campaign in the USA, which is kind of discouraging. But everything else is made in America, and I'm glad you like the mugs. They're the best mugs on the face of the earth. Okay, look, Mother's Day coming up, and we got Mom the woman's shirt. Can I say woman? I am going to say it. There they are. two ladies modeling, and we let them keep the shirts, and they love the shirts. This is for mom. And if you buy anything, the shirts or anything else on BillO'Reilly.com, you get a free, two free, atheism, nothing there, okay? Atheism, nothing there bumper sticker. And I'm going to tell you why we did that in a moment. And also, if you like the Killing books, we got Killing Legends and Killing the Mob together. Buy both of them, $18. $18! Best deal ever, and we did it on another two. Crazy Horse, Killing Crazy Horse in the United States of Trump. $18. So those are great deals. Remember, Dad's coming up in June. I mean, these are really good things for him. Word of the day, not be pawky. P-A-W-K-Y. I love that word. I used that the other day to one of my friends. I said, hey, stop being pawky. Silence just stared at me. I said, look it up. You got your little machine. Just put in definition of pawky, P-A-W-K-Y, and stop it. Back with a final thought. All right, here's the final thought of the day. We have, as I mentioned, thousands of new members on BillO'Reilly.com, concierge and a regular membership, premium membership. You get huge discounts, by the way, but the most important thing is that you're with us, okay? We have two campaigns going here. The first one is Team Normal, all right? Now, Team Normal is opposing Team Crazy. Team Crazy are the far leftists who want to tear the country apart, who want to divide us race, religion, whatever it may be. They hate America. They want to tear it down. Team Normal loves America, wants to improve it, but loves it. So that's a campaign. We get the hats, the shirts, the mugs, the stickers, whatever it may be. So the more Team Normal that show the colors, we put, if you believe the media, the far left is running everything. That's not true. Traditional people outnumber the far leftists, but nobody knows it. This is why we developed this Team Normal campaign. Okay, second one is religion. I explained that I saw the bumper sticker that said religion fake news on the Mass Pike when I was coming back from watching my son play lacrosse in Boston. And I said, you know, okay, that's freedom of expression, but I'm going to get my own bumper sticker, and here it is. Atheism, nothing there. That's a good counter. So if these people want to bloviate that, you know, fake news, well, there you go. Now, we're doing these campaigns with humor. We're outsmarting the opposition. We're being clever. So Team Normal, you wear the gear or you have the bumper sticker on your car, whatever. I guarantee you go into any store and people are going to go, what's Team Normal? And you're going to tell them. And you get a conversation, you get new friends. I guarantee you wear the hat and shirt. Everybody's going to want to know what it is. And then with the atheism, nothing there. It's just witty. Because that's right. Atheism is nothing. Amoeba into a brontosaurus, my favorite illusion. Okay, so it's important for our culture war that our side, traditional people who understand the history of this nation and how our blood and sacrifice have freed billions of people all over the world and provided more opportunity inside America than any other country in the world. It's not even close. Not even close. And finally, I'm going to Ireland in mid-June. I'll tell you about that trip as it gets closer. But I can guarantee you, I will not forget that I was there until I'm in the ground. All right. So I will remember that I'm going to Donegal, Ireland for a nice look around on the wild coast. Can't wait for that. We very much appreciate you watching and listening to the No Spin News. I got a new column coming out Sunday noon. I hope you check in at BillO'Reilly.com. You want to reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on a Monday.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.